GCSE Economics Podcast, Government Policies to Correct Market Failure.
Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Economics Study Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important topics in the OCR specification, Government Policies to Correct Market Failure.
Now, this topic is absolutely crucial because it appears in both Component 1 and Component 2 papers, and it's worth a significant chunk of marks. Examiners love testing your ability to analyze how governments intervene when markets fail, and more importantly, whether those interventions actually work. By the end of this podcast, you'll understand the four main policy tools, how to draw perfect diagrams that earn you marks, and the evaluation points that push you into level 4. So grab your notes and let's dive in.
Right, let's start with the fundamentals.
Market failure happens when the free market fails to allocate resources efficiently. There are four main types you need to know: negative externalities, like pollution, positive externalities, like education, public goods, like street lighting, and merit goods, like healthcare, that are underconsumed due to information failure. The government has four main policy tools to correct these failures. Let's go through each one. First up, indirect taxes. These are taxes placed on goods and services, not on income. Think cigarette duty or fuel tax. The government uses indirect taxes to discourage consumption of goods with negative externalities. Here's the key diagram point that candidates often miss. An indirect tax shifts the supply curve to the left, not the demand curve. The supply curve shifts left because the tax increases the cost of production for firms. This causes price to rise and quantity consumed to fall. That's exactly what the government wants when tackling pollution or smoking.
Second, subsidies.
These are payments from the government to producers to encourage production of goods with positive externalities like renewable energy or public transport. A subsidy shifts the supply curve to the right because it reduces the cost of production. This leads to lower prices and higher quantity consumed. Perfect for merit goods that are underconsumed. Now, here's a critical evaluation point that separates level 3 from level 4 responses. The effectiveness of both taxes and subsidies depends on price elasticity of demand, or PEED. If demand is inelastic, like it is for cigarettes, a tax will cause a large price increase, but only a small fall in quantity. The policy might not reduce consumption much, but it does raise tax revenue. If demand is elastic, like luxury goods, the same tax causes a small price rise, but a large fall in quantity. The policy is more effective at changing behavior. Examiners award marks when you apply PED to the specific context in the question.
Third policy tool, regulation and legislation.
This is when the government sets rules that firms or consumers must follow. Examples include banning smoking in public places, setting maximum pollution limits, or requiring health warnings on products. The advantage? Regulation directly changes behavior and can be very effective. The disadvantage? It's expensive to monitor and enforce, and firms might find ways around the rules. Always mention enforcement costs in your evaluation.
Fourth, state provision.
This is when the government directly provides a good or service, usually because the free market won't provide it at all. Classic examples are public goods like street lighting, national defense, or flood defenses. Remember the key characteristics: public goods are non-excludable, meaning you can't stop people using them, and non-rival, meaning one person's use doesn't reduce availability for others. Because of these characteristics, private firms can't charge for them, so the government steps in and funds them through taxation. Now, here's a synoptic link that examiners love. All of these policies have an opportunity cost. When the government spends money on subsidies or state provision, that's money that can't be spent on schools, hospitals, or infrastructure. High-level candidates always reference opportunity cost and budget constraints in their evaluation. Let's talk about how to avoid the mistakes that cost candidates marks.
Mistake number one, shifting the wrong curve.
I cannot stress this enough. Indirect taxes and subsidies shift the supply curve, not the demand curve. Taxes shift supply left, subsidies shift supply right. If you shift demand, you lose marks immediately. Mistake number two, confusing public goods with merit goods. Public goods are non-excludable and non-rival, like street lighting. Merit goods are underconsumed due to information failure like healthcare or education. They're not the same thing. Examiners test this distinction constantly. Mistake number three, generic evaluation. Saying it costs the government money is not enough for high marks. You need to be specific. Talk about opportunity cost, budget deficits, or the need to raise taxes elsewhere. reference the size of the subsidy or tax in relation to the government's budget. Use the data in the case study to support your point. Here's a golden rule for 12-mark questions. Always use the "it depends on" framework. The effectiveness of any policy depends on PED, the size of the tax or subsidy, time lags before the policy takes effect, and whether there are unintended consequences. This shows the examiner you're thinking like an economist. And here's a top tip. Even if the question doesn't explicitly ask for a diagram, draw one anyway. A well-labeled supply and demand diagram showing the correct curve shift can earn you marks under Assessment Objective 1 for knowledge and AO3 for analysis. Label your axes, label your curves, and show the shift clearly with arrows. Right, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Question 1. Which direction does the supply curve shift when the government imposes an indirect tax? Answer: left. The supply curve shifts to the left because the tax increases the cost of production. Question 2. Name the two key characteristics of a public good. Answer: non-excludable and non-rival. Question 3. If demand is inelastic, will an indirect tax cause a large or small change in quantity consumed? Answer: small. Inelastic demand means quantity doesn't change much when price changes. Question 4. What is the opportunity cost of government spending on subsidies? Answer: the opportunity cost is the next best alternative use of that money, such as spending on healthcare, education, or infrastructure. Question 5. Which policy tool involves the government setting rules that firms must follow? Answer: regulation and legislation. Brilliant! Let's recap the essentials. Government policies to correct market failure include indirect taxes to discourage negative externalities, subsidies to encourage positive externalities, regulation to directly change behavior, and state provision for public goods. Always remember, taxes shift supply left, subsidies shift supply right. Evaluate effectiveness using PED, opportunity cost, and context-specific data from the case study. This topic is worth serious marks, so make sure you can draw the diagrams confidently and apply your knowledge to real-world examples like sugar taxes, renewable energy subsidies, or smoking bans. Keep practicing those diagrams, use the "it depends on" framework for evaluation, and always link your analysis to the specific context in the question. You've got this. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your revision. Now go and smash that exam.